Yeah, so we saw it yesterday. We saw in the sugya. Case over here is, you have, let's say, you have three people, Reuben, Shimon, and Yehuda, we call them. Reuben's the Merakam, Shimon is the Machzik, and Yehuda's the Mahar. And Yehuda has a shtar. He has a shtar that's dated 4 years ago that says that he bought the field from Reuben. So that's an incontrovertible fact. We have a shtar that Yehuda definitely, that 4 years ago Reuben sold the field to Yehuda. Whether it was Reuben's to sell is a different question. But there was a shtar between Reuben and Yehuda. So between Reuben and Yehuda, for example, if there would be a dentara between Reuben and Yehuda, Yehuda would win. Yehuda has a shtar. However, Shimon is a muchzuk. He's a muchzuk. Shnei chazaka. So if the shnei chazaka would only be 3 years, that's what we thought originally. He said shnei chazaka. It sounds like 3 years. So then Shimon would lose, because what is the help that he was there for the past 3 years? For the past 3 years, it's belonged to you. For the past 4 years, the son belonged to Yehuda, and he's not tithing that he bought it from Yehuda. He's tithing that he bought it from Reuben. So he's there for 3 years. He's only there for 3 years. His tithe is that he bought it from Reuben. Well, 3 years ago, it was not Reuben's to sell. So then Yehuda would win. However, Shimon turned around and he said, I never meant that I was there for 3 years. I didn't mean I'm here for 3 years. I'm here for 7 years. I'm here for 7 years. So I'm here for 7 years. So the Gemara says that's not called Chazav. Italian Ovid Inish, a person could say Shnei Chazoka and mean Shnei Chazoka Tuva. And therefore he wins, but only if he says he was there for 7 years, not if he says he was there for 6 years, because then Ein Lecha Machal Gdol Misu. That was the Gemara. So the Shayin Rishayinim, what's the case over here? What does it mean when it says that Shimon has a Chazok of 7 years? The Rashbam brings the Yesh Mefashim, that the Chazok of the Eidim were only for the last 3 years. But his Taina is that he was there for 7 years. His Taina was that he was there, he was Eichel Paris for 7 years. And that's good enough. We'll see as we go along why that's good enough. But that's good enough, apparently. And the Rashbam and Taisus, they learned Pshat in the Gemara, but that's not Pshat in the Gemara. And the Pshat is that he has Eidim for the last 7 years. He has Eidim that he was Machzik for the last 7 years. Otherwise, it would not be, otherwise, he would lose. So Taisus asks, Dixir Yvon, Taisus asks, why does he need Edim on 7 years? Let it be enough to have Edim on 3 years. Let him talk about Edim on the last 3 years only. And he'll be Nemon to say that he bought the field earlier before the shtar with the Migoy. Migoy that Shimon could have said, I bought Minoch Seventa. Shimon could have said, I bought it from you, Yehuda. And then he would have won. He has a chazaka the last 3 years. So he should be nemah to say that he bought it 7 years ago, before Yehuda came on the scene. Taisus asks even more. Taisus asks, he should be nemah to say he bought the field 7 years ago. The way Taisus sets up the kasha, Taisus frames the kasha, he should be nemah to say he bought the field 6 years ago and win even with that. In other words, since he has Eidim Chazok for the past 3 years, he could have said to Yehuda Minoch Sevento. So Miga, that he could have said to Yehuda Minoch Sevento, believe him to say that he bought the field 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, before the shtar, before Yehuda came on the scene. So that nusach of asking the kashas, Taisus l'shitosan, because Taisus holds that where you have a migo bitzach v'shtarach. We saw Taisus on Lama Gamar Aleph. Taisus shita is that even if you're not there for 3 years, but if you have a migo of l'adam, let's say the Merakama has no Eidim, but I'm made that it belonged to the Merakama. So Taisus says, with the Miga de la Hadam, even though it's against the Nachvish Torah, it's less than 3 years. So Taisus Shita is where you do have a Miga would beat even a Nachvish Torah. So therefore, when Taisus asks the Kasha, they don't need to ask, let him be believed to say he was there 7 years ago. Even if he says he was there, even if he says that he was Machzik, even if he says he bought the field 4.5 years ago, 4 years ago in a day, as long as he bought the field before Yehuda Shtar, and he has a migoy, then that should be good. I is an achvish torach, because the shtar itself is a machon, ein lecha machon doyle mizu, so the shtar created an achvish torach. Who cares the shtar created an achvish torach? Taisus holds a migoy, bis an achvish torach. So that, therefore, Taisus' particular way of formulating the question is Taisus l'shitasim. But even if we would hold that migoy cannot beat the achvish torach, even if you would hold that migoy is not strong enough to beat an achvish torach, not like Taisus and Taflamid, we could still ask the question, not in Taisus and Nusuch, that he should be named to say he bought the field 6 years ago, but we could still ask the question, let it be named to say that he bought the field 7 years ago. Migoy, that he could have said, Minoch Zimint, knows why do you need Eidem in all 7 years? The Rashbam and Taisus hold that the case is the Eidem in all 7 years. It's more in the Lashon in the both Taisus in some way. The Taisus holds like the Rashbam, he has Eidem for all 7 years. Why does he need Eidem for 7 years? Let him, he has Eidem for the last 3 years. That gives him Migoy that he could have said, Minoch Zimint. That gives him a miga that he could have sent me nachsev into. Miga that he could have sent me nachsev into, he should be never to say, I bought the field 7 years ago. That's why I don't have a shtar, because 3 years after I bought the field, before the macha, I threw away my shtar. And he should be never. He should be never with the miga. So that's Taisus' kasha. So Mashal says that in Nechnami, that's Taka l'shita of the Yesh Mefarshim. Taisus' kasha is the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim. That's why the Yesh Mefarshim hold. You don't need Eidem in all 7 years. You only need Eidem in 3 years. Because if you have Eidem in 3 years, then you have a Migad. You could have sent me Nochsev into Migad. You could have sent me Nochsev into your Nehemiah to say that you were Machsik 7 years ago. That you bought the field 7 years ago. So it's the Halach and the Yesh Mefarshim. But the Yesh Mefarshim is Taka, the Yesh Mefarshim hold from the Migad that Taisus has said is a kasha. But the Yeshua Parshah, well, that's the emes that the Taka has an eagle. No, if he has an eagle, why 7 years ago? Why not 6 years ago? Because the Gemara says he has to say seven, not six. If in fact he has an eagle, so let him be named and say he bought the field 6 years ago. So what will we have to say? That the Yeshua Parshah will hold that Migah doesn't be the Nachvish Torah. That'll be the Cheshmah. The Yeshua Parshah will hold that Migah does not be the Nachvish Torah. So he holds that there is an eagle. That's why you don't need this in all 7 years. But you have to time at least that you were there for 7 years, because if you don't time you were there for 7 years, then even though you have a migoy, but it runs up against the Nachvish Torah. That would be Yesh Mefarshim's Mahalach and the Yesh Mefarshim's Mahalach and the Sukkah. Yeah, a dying Yesh Lushal. If that's how it's working according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that really the Chazok, really it's enough that it's Eidus of 3 years of Chazok. And that gives him a migoy minoch sevinto. Maybe he's named to say, I bought the field 7 years ago and I threw away my shtar. That's why there's no Nachvish Torah. So why does the Gemara say that he has to eat peiros for 7 years? The lashon of the Gemara is that he was ochla shevashnim. He ate peiros for 7 years. Why does he have to eat peiros for 7 years? Let it be enough that he ate peiros for the last 3 years. That gives him a chazaka. That gives him a migoy that he could have said in the nachsim. Now he's never with the migoy, and with the migoy he'll say he bought the field 7 years ago. After 3 years he threw away the shtar. Why does he have to claim that he ate peiros for 7 years? Let him say he didn't eat the first 4 years he didn't eat peiros at all. He went on vacation. The last 3 years, he ate peiros. The answer is poshut. Because all the Rishonim will say that you're only allowed to tell you that this that after 3 years you throw away your shtar, is only if you work this, if you ate peiros. If you ate peiros and nobody said anything and you became complacent, then you throw away your shtar after 3 years. But if you didn't eat peiros, then you don't have a right to throw away your shtar. That's more in many sukkahs. Rishonim will say that. So Melech, he has to claim. That Mrs. I don't know why he has to say that he ate peiros for 7 years. I think it's enough. The chayor should be enough that for him to say he ate peiros for the first 3 years. That's when he threw away the shtar. And he ate peiros for the last 3 years. That he has eidim on. That's what gives him the migoy. And the middle year, I mean, nechami, the middle year, he could have gone on vacation. But in I don't think that's so terrible. In nechami, maybe lefi the yishmefarshim, that's what the Gemara means. That when it says that he ate peiros for 7 years, it doesn't mean mamas 7 years. He ate peiros for 3 years and 3 years. The first 3 years, in order to throw away the shtar, no lach v'shtar. And he ate peiros for the last 3 years in order to have a chazok and a migoy. In order to have a migoy, that he could have sent me an ochsev into and bezoichu with a chazok. Akapadim, that's how the Marshal learns the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Yesh Mefarshim tak is the embodiment of Taisus' kasha. But Taisus tak doesn't know the way. Taisus holds, Taisus reads up, learns up in the Gemara. You have to know why Taisus didn't learn this way. But Taisus learns in the Gemara that he had Eidim for all 7 years. In fact, Taisus, why does he have to have Eidim for all 7 years? He may be Taisus a hefesh lishitosam. If he could be zeichu with the migoy, Taisus holds, then he could have been zeichu in 6 years. Why didn't he send? Taisus holds a migoy bisachvish torach. So if there really is an Igur, Tosis can't learn like this Mahalach and the Yesh Mefarsh. It was who told Tosis that he has Eidim for all 7 years? Why not learn? If you're bothered by the Kasha Migoy, so why not learn the Nechanami? He has a Migoy. And that's how he's Zoycha, like the Yesh Mefarshim, like the Mashal says in the Yesh Mefarshim. So why is Tosis not Nechanami to say that? I think the Chazan is partial. Because Tosis holds that if he had a Migoy, he wouldn't need even to tine 7 years. He could have tined 6 years. And that's about against the Gemara. The Gemara at least says that he has to tine that he was there for 7 years. So it must be that he does not have a Migoy. Why doesn't he have a Migoy? So Tosis says, there's no Migoy over here. Because what's the Migoy? Could he say Minoch Sevinto? He didn't want to say Minoch Sevinto. Because Lechatchilo, when Yehuda was Tereim, he didn't know Yehuda as a star. So since he didn't know Yehuda as a star, so he thought the man to beat over here is Reuben, not Yehuda. So he said I voted for Reuben. How was he supposed to know that Yehuda's going to pull out a star? So anyway, he didn't say Minoch Sevinto. Since he didn't say Minoch Sevinto, so he has no. Since he didn't want to say Minoch Sevinto, he had a reason not to say Minoch Sevinto. So mainly he doesn't have a Migur. So there's a technical reason over here why there's no Migur. The Chayim asked, how could he not know that Yehuda is a star? The Gemara says that the star is a machah. Ein lecha machah goyel mizul. Machah by definition is nishmas l'mirochim. Chavrachavrisli, that's a given. Machah is always. Any machah he knows about. If the mechira is a machah, then he knew about the mechira, so he knows that Yehuda has a star. So the Shach, I think, says that he knows that there was a machah. He knows that that Reuben sold the field to somebody, but he doesn't know that he sold it to Yehuda. That's not necessarily nishmas. He knows the machah shabai. He knows that Reuben was mecha by selling away the field, but he doesn't know that Yehuda was the lekech. He knows he sold to somebody, so he's afraid to say I bought it from you, Yehuda. Maybe somebody else is going to turn up with the shtash. So Mela, he doesn't want to say that he bought it from Yehuda. Chayim ask a different kasha. Why does Tosis need this? Why didn't Tosis answer Pasha that it's a migul mefre? What's the case? The guy gained him, and he said, what are you doing in my field? So he says, I'm here for 3 years. He says, Mipan is a winter vechal to shnei chazok. Mipan is a winter vechal to shnei chazok. Maybe that was the emes, and it was like asik adaita that he needs to lie. The emes is taki that he bought it from Reuben 3 years ago. He thought that's good. Now Yehuda pulls out a star. So now Yehuda realizes, oh, 1 second. Now Yehuda realizes, 1 second, that's not good. Because, and again, we're imagining a case where he only has Eidim in 3 years. Right? That's Tosis' kasha is who needs the Eidim and who needs the. He's asking, he has a migoy. He could have sent me noch sevinto. So he said, we could have taken the Eidim of 3 years and sent me noch sevinto. So again, when Yehuda first came to him, and he said, my voice by Yara, and he said, Miplanya zavinto v'achol l'shnei chazoko, maybe that was the truth, that he bought it from Reuben, and he ate it shnei chazoko. L'asik adaita, that he needs to lie. Now Yehuda pulls out a star. Now he says, that, so he realizes that's a losing time. So now he wants the time, and no, I bought it 6 years ago. So now it's the next day. He said, saying, I bought it 6 years ago. You want to believe him that he bought it 6 years ago with the migoy that he could have said that I bought it 3 years ago from you. So that's a regular migoy mefe. That's a plain, ordinary migoy mefe. Taisha says an extra thing. He's afraid to say I bought it from you. L'chatchili was afraid to say I bought it from you. Really, it should be a good migoy. But there's a special consideration here. He doesn't want to say Minoch Sevinto, because Minoch Sevinto might be a bad taina, because maybe Yehuda doesn't have a star. So who says Yehuda's the man to beat? Maybe Reuben's the man to beat. What do you need to have special considerations? This goes into the regular template of Migul Mefer. not so clear. What's the answer to that? No idea. Okay, so Akapanim. So what do we have so far? So we have the Shita, the Yesh Mefoshim learned that he tackled only his Eidim in 3 years. He's tining, it was there for 7 years. The Mashal learns Pshat in the Yesh Mefoshim that he's Zaychu with the Migud. Taisus says, no, you're not Zaychu, he's not Zaychu with the Migud. Taisus has to learn that he's not Zaychu with the Migud. Because if he was Zaychu with the Migud, he wouldn't need 7 years. 6 years would be good enough. The Migud beats Sachmish Dark, according to Taisus. So therefore, Taisus Bechuk learns that he's not Zaychu here with the Migud. He's Zaychu here with it's not Midin Migud. It's not Midin Migud. It's not a Migud he could have said me Nachsev in Tov. If we go into stages, let's think through Taisus and stages. Derech Binyan. Taisus L'chatchil wanted to suggest, Hikshir Yivam, let him win with a Migud. Let him win with a Migud. And if he has a Migud, Taisus holds, then he wouldn't even need to say 7 years. He could have said 6 years. Because if he has a Migud, then it'll beat Achrish Dark. Taisus L'shitos and Davlamet. The MS Taisus, where does Taisus know that Migud beats Achrish Dark? How does Taisus know that attack of the Migud beats Achrish Dark? The passing in the Gemara Ksuvos, so it's in the Rif medicine of the Sugi of Shechina Gavoi, to remind them. It says it's a Mishnah for Reshus, that even though there was no Shnei Chazaka, if there's no Edim, Marakama doesn't have Edim, so Hapesh also Hapesh Hittir, and you win. Taisus holds Hapesh also Hapesh Hittir is just a regular Migud. Maybe Shalim holds, maybe there are, maybe Rashi over this mashmal, that Hapesh also is more than a regular Migud. It's different entirely. So the Chalami, maybe Migud doesn't beat Achvei Shach. Hapesh also beats Achvei Shach. What's Hapesh also? Ein Aloi Toivai, Rashi learns. The Taisus learns it's not Ein Aloi Toivai, it's Aloi Toivai. It's a regular, just a regular Migud. It's a Migud Alada. And it says Beferish in the Mishnah that Hapesh also, Hapesh Yitir, it works even Teich Gimel. So therefore Taisus holds, it's a Mishnah of Reshes, that we have a Migud, it beats Achvei Shach. So therefore Taisus over here asked, he has a Migud. So let him win with a Migud. Let him tie in 6 years. 6 years is good enough. No Migud. So the Gemara answer, let him have Migud. So Taisus answers, there's no Migud over here because he's Yori Leimer, he's Yori Leimer Minoch Seventa. So Migud's out of the picture. Can't win with a Migud. Can only win with Chazok Sheishi Matai. Now, Adayin Yesh Logan. Even if we'll say that he's not winning with a Migud, he's not winning with a Migud, he's winning with Chazoka. And Chazoka can't be Rach Veshtarach. That's why you have to say you were there for 7 years, because if there'll be a machor, it'll break a chazoka. Chazoka can't be the nachvish darach. Hadayin yesh lodun. Who says that he has to have einim for all 7 years? Maybe it's enough to have einim for 3 years. And he tainas that he bought it 7 years ago. So that's an end run around the achvish darach, and that'll be called chazoka sheishim atayim. If you look big picture in the sugya, these are the two issues that the discussion revolves around. The Rashbam learns that he has Einim for all 7 years, Beferish. The Emes Taisus also is Beferish. He has Einim for all 7 years. The previous Taisus. Ovid Inish Dekar, Zeshnei Tuvah, Shnei Chazoka, Avali Iloi Ovid, Afagat, the Isli Sadi, the Achle Sheva, Loi Mehemen, because it's Izaido. It's Mashman Taisus also, that Taisus holds like the Rashbam, that the case is he has Einim for all 7 years. The Shah is, why do you need Eidus for all 7 years? That's the Alzenodon. Why do you need Eidus for all 7 years? There's two reasons to think why you should not need Eidus for all 7 years. Two reasons. There's two arguments to say that you don't need Eidus for all 7 years. Argument number one, maybe you have a Migud. Why ain't him for all 7 years? Ain't him for all 7 years means you have a chazaka that predates the star. Who needs a chazaka that predates the star? If you have ain't him for 3 years, you could have said me nochzivinta. Migadi, you could have said me nochzivinta. You should be able to say whatever you want. I bought it 6 years ago. All right, maybe Migad can't be nachvish dorach, so I bought it 7 years ago. So you should be zaycha with a Migad. And maybe that's pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. The Mashal claims that that's not a pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. So therefore, that's question number one. Why can't you be zaycha? Why do you need Aiden for 7 years? Let it work. Aiden with 3 years, Aiden and 3 years will give you a Migad. So that's Tosis' kasha. Tosis' answer is there's no Migad here because he's Yoril Lema. But then there's another Nidai. Forget Migad. Why do you need a chazok, Aiden chazok for all 7 years? Why can't he have Eidi Chazok for the last 3 years? So that's a Raya. Chazok is a Raya. 3 years is already a Raya. Midulei Micho. He's there for 3 years. It's a Raya. Midulei Micho. Elamai, you need a Taina. He has a Taina. His Taina is that he bought it from Planya 7 years ago. So that's a Chazok, a Shiyashim, a Taina. Why does the Chazok have to go all the way back to the 7 years? Why does the Eidi Chazok have to go back all 7 years? If he was there for the last 3 years, there's a Raya that somebody should have been Micho. Whoever the Marakama is, it might be Reuben, it might be Yehuda. Shimon can say, I don't care. Whatever it is, somebody should have been Meicha. I'm here for the last 3 years. Whoever the real Marakama is, I don't care who the real Marakama is. Is it Reuben? Is it Yehuda? Whoever the Marakama is, he should have been Meicha. He wasn't Meicha. I have a right that it's mine. Elamai, I need a Taina. So I have a Taina. I can't Taina. I bought it 3 years ago. Because that won't help. Yehuda bought it 4 years ago. So I'll Taina. I bought it 7 years ago. 6 years old probably also would not be good enough because that's a taina that's against the nachvish torach, and chazok is not enough to beat the nachvish torach. That's very likely chazok can't beat enough. That's the whole board of machor. You create a nachvish torach and it breaks chazok. Okay, so I'll say I bought it 7 years ago, so there won't be a nachvish torach. So now I have a chazok a sheishim a taina. So why isn't that enough? So this is very similar to a nidin that we had earlier before Yom Tov. This is it's very reminiscent of a definition that we had. Mamash Kainze. I have a case. Let's say Shimon's being maxic in a field, and Reuven comes and says, "What are you doing in my field?" And he says, "Mi planya zavinto da omeli de zavna minach." So he's not Nehman, unless the guy was Darba Chayyema. That's the word that came out. What if he says, again, Shimon's there for the last 3 years. Reuven's the Marakama, Shimon's there for the last 3 years. Shimon says, Mi planya zavinto, dezavno minoch kamei didif. So is he Nehman? He's them. That's the word that came out from the base. That the Mercy of the Fair, I think it was a Rashi. That the Kamediti wins. If he says, again, he has it's a simple case. This is, Reuben is the Marakama, Shimon is there for 3 years. Shimon doesn't Taina, I bought it from you. Shimon says, I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you, Kamediti. So the Gemara says, Pharisee's Neman, but the Gemara says, why is he Neman? Migoy, that he could have sent me Noch 7. So remember, the Tsayus or Mikveger, they were discussing, why do you need a Migoy? That's a Chazok with a Taina. He has a Chazok and he has a Taina. Why is the taina of chazok have to be minoch zavinto? Let the chazoka be. Miplanya zavinto. He has a chazoka and he has a taina. That's his taina. His taina is not I bought it from you. His taina is I bought it from Pliny and I saw Pliny bought it from you. Why isn't that also a good taina? So I have a chazoka. I have a taina. Why do you need a fan? Why do you need to introduce migoy into the discussion? So the Tosfos of Kriya Adana, maybe in a Chrami, maybe it's Lav Davka, maybe in the Gemara says Migoy, it doesn't mean Migoy. It means Chazok Sheishim Taina. It means Kemoy. Just like a Taina of Minoch Zavinta would be good enough, a Taina Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavna Minoch Kamei Didi is also a good Taina. But We saw Tyson Daf Lama Namad Aleph holds with Feirish. Then it's Midin Migle. Tyson is done. Tyson says you have to say it on the spot. That has to be your first reaction has to be the Omeli Kamedid. The Zavnu Noch Kamedid. You have to say Kamedid on Monday. If you wake up and say Kamedid on Tuesday, even though you're not Chayzer B'Toyin, you're just being Mefarish. On Monday you said the Miplanis have entered the Zavnu Minoch. Then on Tuesday you aired that it was Kamedid. So Tyson says, no, that you can't do. It's Migle Mefer. What do you mean Migle Mefer? Who needs Migle? It's Chazok Sheishim Matayim. So it's Mefurish and Tysus. Tysus already made that. It's Mefurish and Tysus. That Tysus holds that it's that you have to come out to Migle. It doesn't work with the regular Chazok. It doesn't work with the regular Gidre Chazok or Sheishim Matayim. Shalas, why not? That's what we discussed at the time. Why not? Why isn't that a Pashut to Chazok or Sheishim Matayim? So this is a similar question. The guy's there for 3 years. Yehuda's coming. Yehuda's chayra at this point the Murakama. I mean, Yehuda bought it from Reuben. Reuben's not the Murakama. If anybody's the Murakama, if Shimon's not the rightful owner, then Yehuda's the rightful owner, not Reuben. So now Yehuda's coming. And I have a chazokah of 3 years. If I would say minoch serinta, if Shimon would say to Yehuda minoch serinta, that would be a regular chazokah. That would be a regular classic chazokah. Instead, Yehuda has a different title. He's there for 3 years. It's a chazokah vis-a-vis Yehuda. But he's claiming, I didn't buy it from Yehuda, I bought it from Reuben 7 years ago. So it's a different case, obviously. But it's sort of similar that it's not the regular classic time that the Chazaka normally comes with. Normally you maxic 3 years, so it's a rye you bought it from this guy, the Murakama, and you taina I mean also. Here you're saying something else. Again, the Murakama here is Yehuda more than Reuben. Because between Yehuda and Reuben, if it was a din Torah between Reuben and Yehuda, Yehuda would win. He has a star. So the Murakama, the guy who has the title of your Murakama is Yehuda. Reuben's out of the picture one way. Regardless, Reuben's out of the picture. So the Murakama here is Yehuda. I have a chazok of 3 years. My taina though is not that I bought it from you, Yehuda. My taina is I bought it from Planya, from Reuben, before you ever bought it, Yehuda, because it was 7 years ago. So it's a kind of taina, but it's not the regular taina that chazaka would normally come with. So you see that it has this commonality. It's very similar to the case of kamedidi, where kamedidi is also, I have a chazaka, you're the Murakama, but I'm not claiming that I bought it from you. My taina is I bought it from somebody else, and I saw that he bought it from you. And in both cases, we see that these are the Rashbam and Tosfos hold that that's not a good thing. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. You have to either have a migle, by kamedidi, you have to have a migle. And over here, you don't have a migle because it's your loymar, so you're talking to him for 7 years. If you're waiting for 7 years, then you're a muhsa klap, then your chazok is klapi ruven. If you have chazok, if you have shnei chazok for 7 years, then 7 years of the Murakama was ruven. So then it's your regular chazok, sheshi matayna. Then I'm saying I'm here for the last 7 years, and I bought it from the Murakama of 7 years ago. So that's your regular chazok, sheshi matayna. So you see, I think it seems that it's very similar in both cases. You see that at least Tosfos holds, and the Rashbam now you see also holds that it's the taina has to be minoch zavinto. I bought it. I have a chazok copy of the Murakama, and the taina has to be minoch zavinto. I bought it from the Murakama, and the Murakama means if I'm not the owner, he is the owner when the chazok began. I claim that I'm the owner, but if I wasn't the owner, then he would be the owner. The person I'm coming to be mitzi from, my chazaka is coming to be mitzi from. So if I have a 3-year-old chazaka, then the Murakama is Yehuda. So I have to say, minoch sevent, I bought it from you, Yehuda. If I don't say I bought it from you, Yehuda, then that's not called a chazaka sheshim etayim. Shaz, why should this be true?
Can you just say a pashat hasbir that in a regular case, the chazaka is what gives weight to the taina. So it has to, in a normal case, the taina is I bought from you 3 years ago. Right. So the chazaka shows that I was doing achilos for those last 3 years. So right. It directly implies that the taina is in fact true. You bought it 3 years ago.
Right.
In this case, there's no direct implication from the chazaka to the taina. it shows that the last 3 years I did those achilos, but there's 4 years unaccounted for. And
hey,
when it doesn't...
Hey, good start. Maybe the pshat over here is that chazokah only works for the taina that's the natural interpretation of the chazokah. The natural interpretation of the chazokah is minoch sedent. I'm here for 3 years, I bought it from the Marakam. If I want to make up some other taina, it's a fancy taina, not that I bought it, not minoch sedentum. That's not our natural interpretation of the chazokah. When we see the chazokah, that's not what leaps to mind. Oh, you're being Shimon, you've been masik for 3 years. You must have bought it from Plani, who bought it from Reuven. So that's not called that doesn't work. Chazokah only works with the taina that chazokah naturally seems to indicate. Or in our case, you're there for the last 3 years. No, 4 years ago, Yehuda bought the field from Reuven. So your chazokah naturally indicates that you bought it from Yehuda. You want to come up with a different taina? No, I didn't buy it from Yehuda. 7 years ago, I bought it from Reuven. That's not the natural, that's not what the chazokah seems to indicate. If you're there for 7 years, and you eat payers, and you have Eidman, you were there for 7 years, then the chazokah indicates you bought it from Reuven. So that's a good taina. But here, that's not what the chazokah naturally indicates. The chazokah indicates you bought it from Yehuda, and that's not your taina. So then that's not called the chazokah sheishima taina. You maybe could still win with the Miga. Taisa says maybe you should still win with the Miga. Maybe you win with the Miga. So why over here don't we why can't you win over here with the Miga? So Taisa's answer is here, you don't have a Miga because you're a Lema. Could be another possibility. As we said at the time when we're talking about Kamei Didi, that since Taisa's Yeshita is the Mem, Taisa Rosh Hashanah Metzia, that Chazok is a takana. It's a takana's chacham. Chazam are misakin. Since people throw out the shtar, so they were misakin chazok. They were misakin chazok instead. So maybe you could say the takana is only if you have a if you claim that you had a shtar and you threw out your shtar. So if you say minoch sevinto, it means I'm claiming I had from you a shtar and I threw out the shtar. So there's a takana of chazok. But if that's not your claim, your claim is that I bought it from Plani. From Plani, maybe you have a star, but it doesn't do any good. Because Plani is a... So here it's not a case where you had a star and you threw it out. Okay, maybe you didn't throw out the star, but it doesn't do any good because your star is from Plani. So in cases where... It's not a case where you had a star that you threw out, a winning star that you threw out, then for that they weren't mistaken chazokah. Al-Derech is over here. Chazokah works if you had a shtar that you threw out, so you can be zeichah with the chazokah. I mean, here it's a little bit different because here maybe you had a shtar from Reuven, but so it's not exactly this. It's easier over the case of Kamei Didi. Kamei Didi, you definitely never had a winning shtar. You had a shtar from Planya. A shtar from Planya is worthless. So for that, they weren't misakin chazokah. They were misakin chazokah for people who had winning shtars that they threw out. Maybe say al derech zeh that over here. If you only have Eidim for 3 years, so the takon of chazokah is if you had a star from 3 years ago that you threw out. A star that was dated 3 years ago, and you threw that star out, for that they were misakan chazokah. But if you had a star that was, but if you yourself admit that you never bought it from Yehuda, you never had a star from Yehuda, you had a star from Reuven, from 7 years ago. So, that's not the shtar that the chazokah is coming to replace. The takon of chazokah is that it comes to replace the shtar that you threw out when the chazokah began. I mean, 3 years into the chazokah. You were maxic for 3 years and then you threw out the shtar. Over here, it would say even better. Chazokah, the takon of chazokah is if you're maxic for 3 years and then you threw out the shtar. Over here, you threw out the shtar before the chazokah even began. You were maxic for 3 years, but your shtar was seven years old. You threw it out a long time ago. That they were misakin chazokah. The emes al derech zetaka. It says beferish. The emes in the Rashbam himself. Places the note. There's no hisyachsus beferish to this issue, but the Rashbam himself talks about it. The Rashbam when he attacks the Eish Mefarshim, the Eish Mefarshim say you only have Eidim for 3 years. But the Rashbam is chaylik on the Eish Mefarshim, and the Rashbam explains why he's chaylik on the Eish Mefarshim. So what does the Rashbam say? Yesh Mefarshim, that's 6-7 lines from the bottom. Yesh Mefarshim, da'im sarach edi chesed gimel shanim, ela shal gimel achreinim. V'yanan mehamninu le'al ha'shar. And then he explains why they said that. Minomirova avedinish the kodesh and tumas nechazokulam dukein dikasada kol hashev shalom amayt yisachonem ro avedinish. But lav milsi places the response says it's not true. A chazok of 3 years, edim of 3 years is not going to win. Shrei chazok b'makom hashtar emedis. V'lehei chesed gimel shalom achreinim sheish le'edim aleim el hashtar shel gimel shalom ve'hashtar shel dalet shalom achreinim le'paisle. How did the Rashbam understand the Yeshua Parsha? The Rashbam is saying the Yeshua Parsha are wrong. 3 years, a chazok of 3 years, Edom of 3 years is going to lose. Yeshua Parsha says Edom of 3 years is good enough. How did the Rashbam understand the Yeshua Parsha? Masha says, Pshatim the Yeshua Parsha, he said, this is Migad. That if he could have sent me Nochzevinta, Migad, he could have sent me Nochzevinta, he's never to say he bought the field 7 years ago. If that's the Pshat in the Yeshua Parsha, so what's the Rashbam's kasha? Chazok and Mokham Shari Medes. What's after the chazok and makom shari medus? Yeah, we're not looking for chazok. We're looking for migoy. If you would have sent me nochzeventi, you would have won. Chazok and makom shari medus. You would have won on that basis. If you would have said I bought it from you, Yehuda, I bought it from you, Yehuda, I would have won. Chazok and makom shari medus. I would have said I had a star from you, Yehuda. I threw it out, and chazok and makom shari medus. I would have won. Migoy that I could have said that. I'm never to say whatever I want. So what does that do with chazok and makom shari medus? Rashbam has no cash on the Rashbam's cash on the Yeshua Parsha. The Parsha wouldn't even start. It's muchuch that the Rashbam did not understand the Yesh Mepharshim, he didn't migad. Why not? Yesh Lodim, why not? Maybe like Tosis, because the Yari Leimar. In the Rashbam, there's no siachsus to the issue of migad at all. The Rashbam ignores the issue of migad. Again, Yesh Lodim and Lodim, maybe we'll talk about that separately. Why does Rashbam ignore the issue of migad? For the time being, we can say Pashat, he holds like Tosis, Yari Leimar. The Rashbam did not even understand the Yesh Mepharshim that it's midin migad. That was another portion by the Rashbam that Migo over here doesn't play a role. The Rashbam understood Pshat in the Yesh Mepharshim, I think, like I was saying before, that it's Midin Chazoka. If you have a Chazoka, you have Edom that you were there for 3 years, you have a Chazoka. With the Chazoka, you can tie in whatever you want. You can tie in I bought it from you. You can tie in I bought it from somebody else who bought it from you, come ADD. You can tie in I bought it from Reuben 7 years ago. What does it matter? You have a Chazoka and you have a tiny. You can make it whatever tiny you want. Sorry, I want it in the ladder. Whatever it is. You can make it any tiny. What does it matter what the tiny is? As long as you have a chazok, you have a raya from Gimel Shalom, you can make up any taina. Says the Rashbam, it's not true. Chazok is limited in scope. Chazok is b'mokam shtar emedes. And since chazok is b'mokam shtar emedes, chazok means, because chazok is b'mokam shtar emedes, so therefore, the chazok can't give you more than a shtar of a similar nature would have given you. You have a chazok for 3 years. So that's b'mokam a shtar from the last 3 years. A shtar from 3 years ago. A chazok of 3 years is b'mokim a shtar that's dated 3 years ago. If you had a shtar that was dated 3 years ago, would you win or lose? You would lose, because Yehuda has a shtar that's dated 4 years ago. Again, we should be meisiv really. What's the comparison? If you had a shtar that said that you bought the field 3 years ago, so we would know that you have nothing. That would be because the other shtars... You have a star that says you bought it. If you had a star that says you bought it from Reuben 3 years ago, and Yehuda has a star that says he bought it from 4 years ago, then your star says that Yehuda's right. Your star says you didn't buy it more than 3 years ago. What's the comparison over here? Even if you have a chazok of 3 years, the chazok of 3 years doesn't say that you didn't buy it longer ago. I think the pshat though is that you make a thought experiment. What if you had a star? I don't know how you could have such a case. What if you had a shtar that was dated 3 years ago, but it didn't say in the shtar that the mekach was not more than 3 years ago? Somehow it says in the shtar that this shtar took place not less than 3 years ago, maybe more. And Reuben and Yehuda has a shtar that he bought the field 4 years ago. You would lose anyway. Vada, you would lose. Yehuda has a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago. You have a shtar that says you bought it not less than 3 years ago. You would still lose. Because 4 years ago beats the a star of 4 years that we know is 4 years old beats a star that we only know is 3 years old. We don't know if it's any older than that. So chazok is b'mokim that star. So that since that star would lose to Yehuda, so chazok can't be better than the star that is coming to replace. And apparently, you don't have the freedom to say no. My chazok is coming to replace a 7 year old star. A chazok from the last 3 years can't come to replace a 7 year old star. A chazoka from the last 3 years comes to replace a star that was a star that was dated at the beginning of the chazoka. Because chazoka is from Mokum Shtar Medes. The chazoka takes over from the star. So So the chazaka can only take over from the shtar that was dated at the beginning of the chazaka. So this is maybe a little bit different than the svaras that we've been bouncing around. Now, why can't you just make up any time that you want? But Kopanim, the Rashbam is saying a svara, but it's a svara that's clearly addressed, but it's clear in the Rashbam's mind, the Yesh Mefarshim represented, not Miga. Miga is like Madoch HaShmei by the Rashbam. The Yesh Mefarshim represented the position that once you have a chazoka, you can make up whatever time you want. And the Rashbam holds that the way. Chazoka b'mokim shtar medes. The chazoka is b'mokim a shtar that was dated at the beginning of the chazoka. Not more than that. And since that star would lose, so you lose, so here you lose as well. This Rashbam also should ring bells. Where do we have a similar thing in the Rashbam before, but Chazok and Mokum Star Medes? The Rashbam is this Lashon. The Lashon is that Chazok and Mokum Star Medes. What? Yeah. By a case of Spashkuni Galoi. You're there for 3 years. You have a Chazok and you're there for 3 years. You know, Aiden and Lee were there for 3 years. And the Marakama comes with the Taina, I know Bashkuna Gavoya Havoya, I was in the bottom of Pneumium, and I used to walk through your house every morning before breakfast, and therefore your Chazok is no good. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman says, Zil Brorach Iloscha. You have to be Mavartak, you have to bring Aiden that he wasn't Bashkuna Gavoya. So when I ask the kasher of Nachman, there of Nachman, elsewhere you find of Nachman in a similar Loishamana built a yoyim by Nixit of Asisan. You can't come up with new tainus out of the blue, and the other guy, and Loishamana built a yoyim can't come up with the Ma'ara, can't come up with outlandish tainus and impose the proof on the impose on the machzik that he should have to prove otherwise. So the Gemara says the Nachman of Nachman le kasher because loyehei l'shtara mino yimino lekayim shtarcha. The Rashbam says, Chazok and Bokum Shtar Medes. So you might as well the Rashbam. Chazok is a takono. It's not really a Be'etzel Chazok is going to work. Chazok is a takono. Chazok is a takono. The takono was B'mokum Shtar. And since by Shtar there's a din that the Baal Shtar is a right to tie in Mizuyuf. So the Baal, the one who made the Chazok, the Marakam, who Shtika made the Chazok, has the right to tie in, so to speak, that it's Mizuyuf. A kabbalah. There you see also the same, the similar thing in the Rashbam. Chazok is a takana b'mokum shtar, and therefore it can't be better than the shtar. At the time we said a hasbar in the Rashbam, we tied it in the Rashbam daf mem beis. The Rashbam was raya ba'alma don't work by karka. By karka you need edus. Since that's the Rashbam the mission daf mem beis. Since the derech is by karka, not to sell karka without edim edus either edim either live edim or edus b'shtar. So therefore by karka less than a raya edim is not accepted. The Rashbam holds tefisa by karka. The Rashbam seems to on daf mem beis sounds like he holds that tefisa by karka is a tefisa muchachas. He asks why is karka in the metalflin? Metalflin you have a tefisa muchachas right away. He says yeah, because karka you sell it without edim, but karka you only sell it with edim, so tefisa muchachas doesn't work. Sounds like there is a tefisa muchachas, but by karka it's not acceptable. By karka we don't accept rayas ba'alma. We accept edus. Yidiyu gemur. Less than that by karka can't be mitzi from a merakam. So therefore. He says that what is chazok? Chazok is a raya. Raya is nothing. You need edus. Except they made a takana that the edus of midle micha after 3 years is b'mokum shtar and menes. It serves b'mokum shtar. Now it is a din of edus, but only to the extent that the takana validates that. So al derech is over here. Yeah, you're there for 3 years. It looks like a raya that is yours. Raya is nothing. You have to have a takana of chazok. Chazok and b'mokum shtar and menes. And since chazok is a takana, the takana has gdorim, and the gdorim are the chazok. Replaces the shtar that you the shtar that you had at the beginning of the chazaka. After you're there for 3 years, you can throw away the shtar and this you can throw away the shtar and the chazaka takes over. But the chazaka takes over from the shtar that you had at the beginning of the 3 years. Over here, the shtar at the beginning of 3 years is no good because your mitzvah it wasn't from Yehuda; it was a shtar from Reuben. So a shtar from Reuben can't be Yehuda, not from 3 years ago. Not if the shtar was dated 3 years ago. How much the same thing. By the way, the Rashbam by Kamei Didi also says you need to be going. We saw the Rashbam by Moedid Nahadoy, the Rashbam by Lamed Aleph Medal. By the case of Kamei Didi that we've been talking about. The Rashbam over there says, so he points out, the Rashbam is ma'arb of things. He says it's a chazok with a taina and mainly you have a migo. So he says, what is it? If it's a chazok with a taina, you don't need a migo. If it's a migo, you don't need it, then it's not a chazok with a taina. So I think we said at the time that the Rashbam holds that it's not a regular chazak with the taina, because chazak makom shtar emedis. Chazak only works with the taina midoch zeminto. I have a shtar and I feel away the chazak is taking over. He says, "Mipanya zeminto kamedi the zavne midoch kamedi di." That's not a chazak sheishim with taina. So it's only a migah. The only thing is the Rashbam holds migah by itself is no good, because the Rashbam holds that you can't be zeichu with the migah yon karka. The same way you can't be zeichu with other rice, can't be zeichu with the migah either. So what? But you need to come to some kind of tziruf that I could have had a. It's a chazak sheishim with taina al yidei migah. So I thought, the tzir of Hadwarim is that really you could have said minoch zeminto, and then you would have had a chad, then you would have been the chazok sheishi metani. That would have had the nemonis of edus, chazok amokim shtar medus. So now that you're tining a different tine, a kamei di, and you have a migoy, that migoy has the nemonis of chazok itself. That's not a regular migoy. That's a migoy that's a migoy of chazok sheishi metani. Something like that. So absal derech zeh. Or the migah lets the tain attach to the chazaka. Maybe it's a better nusach. This is really a tain that shouldn't attach to the chazaka. But with migah, the chazaka could attach to the chazaka. With migah, that other tain, which is not the normal tain of chazaka, through migah, that tain can attach to the chazaka. Yes, and then you can ask, "Well, derech, so why do you stay over here? He has a migah. So with the migah, who cares if it's chazaka makom shtar menes? But he has a migah. So we'll have to say, maybe we'll say like Tosis that there's no migah here. He's a leimer." So let's make a little bit of a summing up. What have we seen so far? So again, Shitas HaYesh Mefarshim is all you need over here is Eidus in 3 years. In the Yesh Mefarshim, we can learn in 2 ways. The Marsha and the Subshat in the Yesh Mefarshim, that is a Pashut to Miga. Miga, he could have said, Minoch Zevinto, he's named to say, I bought it from Reuben 7 years ago. Pashut to Miga. I said, why do you have to say you bought it 7 years ago? Say you bought it 6 years ago. It's also good Miga. So we'll have to say Miga doesn't beat Achvei Shtar. So you have to say the Miga in such a way that it goes or works around the Achvei Shtar. That's how the Mashal understood the Yesh Mefarsh. Taisus is Chaylev. Taisus is bothered. Since Taisus can't learn like Taisus is bothered. So then say 6 years. Taisus holds Miga beats Achvei Shtar. Taisus is Neflam. So say already, if already you have a Migo, so why do you have to say you bought it 7 years ago? Say you bought it 6 years ago, you should still win. If you have a Migo, it beats Achvei Shtar. Taisus Shita Naflamet, based on the Gemara Ksuvos, is that Migo beats Achvei Shtar. So therefore, Taisus has to say over here, there's no Migo. There's no Migo over here because you're a Lama. Okay, fine. Now, Kaponim, if we're starting from the Yeshua, we'll start with the Yeshua Farshim, and then we'll get up to the Rashba. So again, starting with the Yeshua Farshim, say 3 years is good enough. The Mashah understands, the Pashup Shat in the Yesh Mefarshim, it works Midin Migah. Why do you have to say that you bought it 7 years ago? If you're already working Midin Migah, just say you bought it 5 years ago, 4 years ago in a day. You name it with the Migah, that you bought it before Yehudah. So we'll have to say, Migah doesn't beat Achvei Shtar. That's one way to learn the Yesh Mefarshim. He says, Chaylik, he says, no, there's no Migah over here because it's Yari Lema. The Rashbam doesn't even discuss Migah. It's not even on the Rashbam's radar screen. Maybe the Rashbam also holds Yari Lema. I'm not sure. But there's another way to learn the Yesh Mefarshim. This is the way the Rashbam apparently understood the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim are not coming midin migad. The Yesh Mefarshim are coming midin chazoka sheyeshi matayna. If you have Eidim that you were there for 3 years, then you have a chazoka. There's a raya midin migad that you were there for the last 3 years. So you have a raya. If you have a raya, all you're missing is a taina. So this is my taina. I bought it 7 years ago from Reuben. Why does my taina have to be? I bought it 3 years ago from you. I have a different taina. I bought it 7 years ago from Reuben. So why isn't that also Skans fine? That's also fine time. Why can't I make that time? That's another way to understand the Yesh Mefarshim. This is apparently the way the Rashbam understood the Yesh Mefarshim, because the Rashbam's attack on the Yesh Mefarshim is not an attack on Migoy; it's an attack on this far. And the Rashbam says you can't do that. You can't say I have a chazaka, I can make up any taina that I want. I have a chazaka of the last 3 years. I've ate him for the last 3 years, and my taina is that 7 years ago I bought it from Uva. No such thing. Your taina has to be, I had a shtar 3 years ago and I threw it out. I have a shtar that was dated 3 years ago and I threw that shtar out, and this chazok is b'mokam that shtar. So therefore, chazok only works for that particular taina, that I had a shtar 3 years ago that was dated 3 years ago and I threw it out, and this is the chazok that's b'mokam that shtar. So if you hadn't had a shiloh dated 3 years ago, you would lose. Because Yehuda has a shiloh dated 4 years ago. So therefore, a chazaka of 3 years is not going to work for you. That's the Rashbam's hasaga on the Yesh Mefarshim. So it's clear in the Rashbam, how you see in the Rashbam, besides everything else, how he understood the Yesh Mefarshim. He understood the Yesh Mefarshim that it's pashut a chazaka with the time. I have a chazaka of 3 years, I can make up any time that I want. Rashbam says, no, chazaka is mevakon shtar, and therefore it only works if your taina is, I had a shtar that was dated at the beginning of the chazaka, and I threw it out. For that chazaka, it works, not for anything else. So Mela says to Rashbam, you can't have over here, if you had Edom of 3 years, it's not going to be good enough. You need Edom that you were there for, you need Edom that you were there for 7 years. That's what Rashbam explains. So, and why does that work? Because if you had Edom that you were there for 7 years, then it's that's a chazaka that comes to replace a shtar that was dated 7 years ago. Oh, a shtar that was dated 7 years ago would have won. So that's already a good chazaka. That's what Rashbam says, that's why you have to have Edom for 7 years. Taisus Lamaisa also says you need Edis for 7 years. Taisus and Baduik, you need Edis for 7 years. Not enough to have Edis for 3 years. You need Edis for 7 years. What happened to. So maybe same thing. Maybe Chazokim, Mokim, Shtar, and Edis. I don't know. I'm not sure Taisus has that Nusuch of Chazokim, Mokim, Shtar, and Edis. That's the Rashbam's Nusuch. Maybe Taisus holds that way as well. Or maybe in Taisus, you could say, Baifan Akhe, that Alderich says, since Taisus holds Chazokim is a Takon, maybe it's not so far away. Since Chazokim is a Takon, the Takon is for people who throw away the Shtar. So, in a way, it's Kemat the Rashbam. Except that I don't think the Rashbam holds that Chazok is a Takana, but Akoponim, I don't know, there's a lot here that's speculative. You know, what is Tais? Tais doesn't say Beferish anywhere, Chazok and Mokum Shtar Mems. But Tais does say Chazok is a Takana, because people throw away their Shtar. Tais and Abmem. So, Mimela. What's Tais and Abmem? I keep calling Tais and Abmem. What's the Tais and Abmem? Taisus talks about a case where the Marakama was in Meicha, but the Macha never reached the Osnei HaMachzi. The Eidei Macha themselves are made that they never told anybody about the Macha. So Taisus says the Chazok is broken anyway. Even though the Eidei Macha never told anybody, the Macha still breaks the Chazok. But why? So the Tshuva Saran says, because the whole Chazok is Midulei Micha, and he was Meicha. So there's no Chazok. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus says, because Chazal were makil on behalf of the Marakama to break Chazok. It's a different story entirely. It's more in Tosis. If Chazok was midul emicha, raya midul emicha, then what does Tosis need anything? But then the Ran is supposed to like the Ran. So he was Meicha, there's no raya. Tosis learns Chazokas, and in Tosis Rosh it's preferred that way, so it's very mistabra, this is Tosis Sheet as well. Tosis learns Chazokas a takona. They were misakin that after 3 years you could throw Yishtar. The Tiknu Kenegdoi, and they were also Misakin, Kenegdoi, like the Taisero says, that the Marakama has it also, they were Misakin for everybody. They were Misakin for people who throw away the Shtar, that they could become a Muxer. They were Misakin for the Marakama, that if you don't want the guy to become a Muxer, you have an Esi, you could be Meicha. So they made Takonis all around. Yeah, but what happens if the system breaks down, and the guy was Meicha, but the Macha never reached Osnei HaMachzit? So now, whose takon is more important? Whose takon will take precedence? The takon of the machzik that he should be able to throw a shtar, or the takon of the marakama that he should be able to prevent to torpedo the chazok? Here, the system, the fail-safe system to satisfy everybody is not working. So Tais says we bend over on behalf of the marakama. Since the marakama did his part, he was meicha, so it breaks the chazok of the machzik. So that whole musuch of Tais is the mash, but Tais holds chazok as a takon. It's a takana that you should be able to throw a yishtar. So we can say, al derech Rashbam, since the whole chazok is a takana, you should be able to throw a yishtar. So it only works with the taina that I had a shtar at the beginning of the chazok and I threw away, al derech Rashbam. But if I'm coming up with different tainas, I bought it from Reuben 7 years ago, but that's not your chazok. Your chazok is that you're here for 3 years. So that's not a taina for which chazok works. Exactly the same as kamedidi. Taisus holds kamedidi, it means imigoy. But Taisin of Grace said maybe he doesn't need a migoy. Maybe Losh Migoy should be labdavka. Why? It's Chazoka Sheshimatayna. Why do you need a migoy? But Taisin holds you need a migoy. Again, for the same reason. Chazoka is a takana to replace the shtar that you threw away. But over here, you never had a shtar. You never had a shtar. You had a shtar from Plania. It was nothing. So Taisin holds for that. You don't have a Chazoka. It only works with the migoy. I said, why do we have a migoy over here? That Taisin Taka talks about. Taisin says, there's no migoy over here because you are a lemon. I think that's the tsuros of the shmeitzer. I'm not talking about one other topic. Shalim asked Akasha. It's in the Gemara. If you said that you only bought it 6 years ago, the Rashbam place means you only have Eidim for the last 6 years. So then you lose. Because Ein Lecha Machal Gbeilu Mizu. Right, so let's put that up on the perspective picture. Yehuda has a shtar that's 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. Here's the shtar. And Shimon has Eidim that he's there for the last 6 years. The way the Rashbam tells you in the Gemara that we're talking about where he has Eidim in the whole duration. So the Gemara says if he has 6 years, no good. Why is no good? He has a chazok of 6 years. That's a pretty long chazok. So it's no good because the shtar is a macha. So it comes out that yes, you have a chazokah that's 6 years old, but 2 years into the chazokah, there was a macha. Macha breaks the chazokah. So Rishayim asks, the Rashba asks, the Gemara later in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says in Lamed Tes Amud Beis that macha has to be renewed every 3 years. Even if you make at a certain within the chazokah, but then if another 3 years go by without macha, that's a new shtika. A new middle anicha and the chazaka takes on. So Shalim asks. So over here, what does it matter that there was a shtar 2 years in and there was a macha, but after that there was still another 1, 2, 3, 4 years went by. 4 years is enough time, and he has eidim for the whole thing. So why isn't the macha have to be renewed over and over again? So there's two truths in Rishayim. Taisa, I mean, maybe more, but two that we're going to talk about. Taisa is Lama Tesla's basis, and the Chanami is Machaikas Esubis. Ashley doesn't hold it, Chazok, if Machai is leaving it. Once you make it, Machai is there. The Rashba says, about the Shateris, he says, this over here, the Machai does not need to be renewed. Because why does Machai have to be renewed? Because even if the Merkama was Mecha, let's say 2 years in he was Mecha, then he let another 3 years go by, so that later 3 years of silence is a Raya, like every Midl, the Rashba holds, the Chazaka works Midl and Mecha. The Rashba's under Yishayim hold, the Ramban's base Medrash, the Chazaka works with the Raya of Midl and Mecha. So the shtick of the Merkama is a Raya. So even though the Merkama taka screamed after 2 years, but then he was Shaisit for another 3 years, so that later shtika is a Raya that he did sell it after all. Maybe sold it after the first macho, or maybe it shows that the first macho was just sour grapes. But al kaponim, now there's a new raya that the Merkama sold. Says the Rashba, but that's not shaykh over here. Because who over here do we expect to be meicha in this span of time? Who is it over here who should be meicha again? Reuven? Why should Reuven be meicha? Reuven's out of the picture. Reuven at least sold the start to sell the field to Yehuda. If he didn't sell it to Shimon, he sold it to Yehuda. Reuven, Reuven is no longer a player. So we don't need Reuven to be Mecha. So Reuven's shtick over here is worthless. Elamai Yehuda. You want to say, well, since Yehuda let all these years go by without saying anything, it's a raya that Yehuda is Meida, that the field really belongs to Shimon. That Shimon really bought the field. Says the Rashba, how could that be? Yehuda definitely didn't sell the field to Shimon. Shimon doesn't claim that. Shimon claims that Reuven sold him the field 6 years ago. If Yehuda knew that Reuven sold the field to Shimon, then why did Yehuda spend money to buy the field? The fact that Yehuda spent money to buy the field tells us that if Reuben sold the field to Shimon, Yehuda didn't know about it. Well, if Yehuda didn't know about it, then how can Yehuda's silence be a hidah and a proof to something that Yehuda doesn't even know about? So therefore, says the Rashba, Yehuda's silence may be strange. We could ask ourselves, why was Yehuda silent? That's true. But strange is not a chazokah. We have to translate the strangeness into a hechacha. The silence of the Merkama is a hechacha that is being made there, that the field really belongs to Shimon. Here, Yehuda's silence cannot possibly be interpreted as a hechacha that the field really belongs to Shimon. Because Yehuda doesn't know, even if it's true that this field belongs to Shimon, because Reuben sold it to him 6 years ago, Yehuda wouldn't know about that, couldn't know about that. If Yehuda had known about it, he wouldn't have bought the field 4 years ago. So therefore, since Yehuda can't possibly know about the sale that Reuben sold the field to Shimon, so therefore his silence can't be interpreted as a riot that Reuben sold the field to Shimon. So it just becomes a strange thing. Okay, he's like Calvin Coolidge, he just is quiet all the time. But it's not a riot that can't be interpreted as a riot that he sold the field, that he's mighty that Yehuda sold the field to Shimon. That's the Rashba's test. So over here, the Yehuda's not the Baal HaMachor. Because Yehuda's ignorant. Whatever happened to Reuben and Shimon, Yehuda didn't know about it. But all right, you see, he bought the field. So the only person who's in a position to make a machor over here, in a position to know, is Reuben. Reuben made a machor after 2 years. And after 2 years, it's no longer by selling the field to Yehuda. And after that, Reuben's out of the picture. Why should Reuben keep being machor over and over again? He made a machor by selling the field to Yehuda. Now Reuben says, okay, goodbye. I made my machor, I sold it to Yehuda, now I'm out of the picture. So that's it. This particular machor does not have to be renewed every 2 years. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus Lamates says it's machlekes asukis. I think Taisus should toss him. Taisus also chazaka is not based on midolei micha at all. Chazaka is a takon. So I don't need a midolei micha. Chazaka is a takon with the tikkun kenegdai. So that Taisus thinks, what does it matter if Yehuda knows about the sale, doesn't know about the sale? After 3 years, it's a takon that Shimon is allowed to throw out his stock. And if Yehuda doesn't like it, so tikkun kenegdai, you can make a macha. Yehuda knows that Shimon is in the field. If he doesn't like it, let him make a macha. Yeah, maybe his silence can't be interpreted as haidoya to the facts because he doesn't know the facts. We're not looking for that. Chazok is not based on midolei micha. Chazok is not based on the raya of midolei micha at all, according to Taisus. Chazok is a takana, you can throw a yishtar, you have a chazok instead. And tiknu kenegdoi, Yehuda shouldn't be without any recourse. If Yehuda doesn't like it, Yehuda has an ace. No, the base, and he can be mecha. There's no, we don't need the chokhva that Yehuda is showing that he knows that there was a mechir. We don't need that. All we need is that everybody has a recourse. Shimon has a recourse; he can throw out a shtar and become a muksuk. Yehuda has a recourse if he doesn't want Shimon to throw out a shtar, he could have been meicha. So therefore, Taisus doesn't have this eitz of the Rashi. I have an interesting kasha. Let's leave the Rashba aside. Let's just focus on Taisus. Taisus Lamates asks, why over here does Shimon lose? Because there was a machlay after 2 years. But we have to be meicha b'seif kol shalish. So therefore, Shimon should win. I don't understand, Talmud. With which years of Chazaka is Shimon going to win? Taisus Kasha. Shimon should win. The Chazaka, the Machoi here wasn't renewed. The Machoi was never renewed. It has to be renewed. It expires after 3 years. This Machoi expired at year... this Machoi expired after 1, 2, 3, a year. At this point, the Machoi expired. And therefore... you should be zoicha. You should win with a chazaka. Which years now are going to count for your chazaka? These years, from the beginning of the second, from the beginning of the third year, to the end of the sixth year. The two years that were prior to the macha, those b'chayra can't count. They were against them. There was a macha, but you're zoicha with the years after that. I don't understand. How can you be zeich with the years after that? Taisa's shita is that it's not enough to have chazaka for the last 3 years. You need to have chazaka for all 7 years. We explain the whole hesper because chazaka mokum shtar medes. The chazaka only works with the tiny that it, whatever the hesper is. But it's mavur in Taisa's that you have to have einim for all 7 years. Why do you have to have einim for all 7 years? Why can you have einim for the last 3 years? Like the Yesh Mefarshim, like the Rashbam's Yesh Mefarshim. Have einim for the last 3 years, and it's a chazaka, sheishim atayin, all the ground that we covered before. So whatever we said, fancy things like HaMedid, that it doesn't work that way. You can't have a chazaka that goes for these 3 years, and then you can have a taina that the taina was 7 years ago. The taina, the only taina that's acceptable with the chazaka is the taina that's right before the beginning of the chazaka. I don't get it. Over here, the first 2 years are out of the picture because there was a machah. So it's true that you have to have subsequent machah. So also, otherwise, that machah expires and you'll be able to be zayich with the last 4 years of chazaka. But how are you going to be zayich with the last 4 years of chazaka? Your time is not that you bought the field 4 years ago. Your time is that you bought the field 6 years ago. So isn't that like the whole sheet of the Rashbam? We already saw the Taisus holds. Not like the Eishim Mefarshim. You need Eidim for all 7 years. Why do you need all Eidim for all 7 years? It's a kushua. Interesting question. Again, so I will go back to the basis. Case of 7 years. Here's a, not going to make one of the lies, but here's a 7 years. Case in the Gemara. So the Rashbam says, the Rashbam, Taisus, they both say the chazaka is a 7 year chazaka. Not like Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim say it's a 3 year chazaka. Why is the Yesh Mefarshim wrong? So the Rashbam says chazaka mokum shtar medes. It's a fancy lumbus. Maybe Taisus other fancy lumbus. It's a takana, but something. But Akapanim, there's something Taisus holds that. Places like the Rashbam holds, you need Eidim for all 7 years. Why do you need Eidim for all 7 years? Why can you have Eidim for 3 years? That's my chazaka. And my taina is that I bought it 7 years ago from Reuben. So Akoch, you have to say, doesn't work. The chazaka only works for a taina that you bought it at the beginning of the chazaka. It doesn't work for a taina that you bought it 7 years ago. The Rashbam's lumdus is because chazaka mokar shtar medes. If that's exactly what Taisus holds, maybe Taisus has a different lumdus. But you have to say some kind of lumdus. We already saw by Kamedidi also. It's very similar, like I said before, to Kamedidi. Chazaka works for the taina minochsevint at the beginning of the chazaka. But a taina of Kamedidi, that's not called a chazaka sheishim a taina. That's just a migoy. And here you're a migoy because you're a lema. So akapanim, that's what we see in Taisus. The Taisus holds like the Rashbam that you can't use a 3-year-old chazaka. You can't join up a 3-year-old chazaka with a taina from 7 years ago. So I don't understand. So what's bothering Taisus over here? Taisus asks, the Gemara says that if the chazaka here was only 6 years old, it's no good because the shtar was a macha and it broke the chazaka after 2 years. Ask Taisus Nachlamates, but the chazaka has to be the macha has to be renewed every 3 years. So there was no, at the end of the fifth year, you had to renew the macha, and he didn't. So, therefore, ask Taisus if Taisus must be a macha, because a sugis, but had our sugi held, like the Gemara Daf Lama test, that macha has to be renewed, then even though you made a macha after 2 years, but you had another 4 years after that, and the macha was never renewed. So where's the chazaka l'char? The chazaka is in those last 4 years. So I have a chazaka that's 4 years old, but 4 years old, 4 years old is no good, because the shtar precedes it. So I want to link up that chazaka that's 4 years old with a taina from 6 years ago. Isn't that the same thing? How do I link up a 4-year-old chazaka with a taina from 6 years ago? Yeah, Alex, I think you were first.
The fact that there was no machah the second time around indicates that really Reuven sold it to Levi in the first place, which uplifts the first machah. So it's as if there was no machah.
So maybe you could say that Taisus holds. So I was thinking that maybe Taisus holds that if you don't renew the machah, then the first machah also is worthless. Like the Mafreya, the machah, the fact that there was no machah afterwards shows that the first machah was also dvar mitem. So therefore, your chazok is not a 4-year-old chazok; it's a 6-year-old chazok.
That's what the Rashba was saying also.
The Rashba says something else. The Rashba says that in this particular case, machah doesn't have to be renewed because here the Baal HaMacha is out of the picture.
When he explained with the Svara for why it generally would need to be renewed, it was because he's indicating that really the whole time...
Oh, yeah. Can
you finish
the
book? He said that he was saying that really the whole time. Usually it shows that you don't have to get rid of your star, but then once you have to keep your star, but then once when because he's had Naipi Mocha, once he's not Mocha the second time around, you realize that he must have admit that really he did sell it to me in the first place, and then you'd be willing to get rid of your star. So,
Tell me maybe this is a balas. This bracha doesn't count if it wasn't renewed. Yeah, that could be. That could be an answer. I was thinking to say maybe a different answer. Maybe you could say that maybe the reason now that since Tosfos says that macha, Agamar holds macha does not have to be renewed. Once there's a macha, the macha goes on forever. So maybe we can now turn around and say that maybe that's why originally Tosfos holds that you have to have Einim for all 7 years. Why isn't this a chazok sheishim matayim? So Rashbam says, because chazok makom shtar emedis. Tosfos never said those words. We said, well, maybe Tosfos holds also, it's a takana. You see, by Kamedidi, we wanted to fit Tosfos also into that scheme. Maybe the item is not true. Maybe Tosfos thinks that if you have Edom for 3 years, really it should link up with the Taina from 7 years ago. It's called the Chazok HaSheishim HaTaina. It's not like Kamedidi. Kamedidi of Taina, you claim you never had a star. So that they never made a takana. Over here, you claim you had a star from 7 years ago. That's a Chazok HaSheishim HaTaina. Maybe La'olam, Tosfos really thinks, like the Yesh Mefarshim, that you can take a Chazok of 3 years, you can link it up with the 7-year-old Taina, and that will be called the Chazok HaSheishim HaTaina, and it should be enough, and you shouldn't need Edom for 7 years. Aye, but the Gemara says you do need Einim to save this for 7 years. The answer is because 2 years in, there was a macha, there was a shtar. And that macha never has to be renewed. So if there was a, if your taina is that you bought the field 7 years ago, that means according to your own taina, you have a chazaka. According to your own taina, you bought the field 7 years ago, that means that there was a macha. And a macha happens forever and breaks chazaka forever after. So the Tosfos holds that once you have a macha, then this chazaka is no good. Because what's the difference if a chazaka? What's the difference between a macha that's? You have a strange case. You have a macha before the chazaka ever started. The chazaka is 3 years. The marakama was meicha 4 years ago. So it's a macha that's prior to the chazaka. Normally, when do you ever have such a case? But in Lo Yitzur, you had such a case. I have a chazaka, but the merkama was meicha. But when was the merkama meicha? The merkama was meicha before my chazaka ever started. So according to Gemara, I'm a test of out of this stuff, because that macha would expire by the time the chazaka was finished. But Tosfos says Agam Rahol's macha never expires. So if you have a macha that precedes the macha breaks the chazaka. So therefore, Tosfos holds if you only have Einim for 3 years. And echnami, really it should be a good chazaka. It's a chazaka normally, if you have Edis for 3 years and you claim you bought the field 7 years ago, you'll be fine. That'll be fine. It's not like Kamei. That'll be a good chazaka. It'll be chazaka with the Taina. But here it's no good. Because here, since there's a shtar that after 2 years it was macha, so if you only claim you bought the field 3 years ago from Yehuda, So there's no macha. You bought the field from Yehuda. Who cares what that Reuven was macha 6 years ago? But that's not your claim. Your claim is you bought it from Yehuda 4 years ago. But if you want to claim that you bought it from Reuven 7 years ago or 6 years ago, well, 7 years ago, let's say. So you're claiming you bought it from Reuven 7 years ago. But we have a shtar that Reuven was macha 4 years ago. And that macha, once it takes hold, it never dies. So Meli Chazak is not good. That's why Tosfos holds you have to have Edis for all 7 years. So it's Zachinu Lefizeh that we have a new reason why Tosfos holds you have to have Edis for 7 years, not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says you have to have the Yesh Mefarshim hold. You don't need Edis for 7 years. Enough 3 years. Chazaka Sheishim Matayim. Tosfos, maybe they hold you have to renew the. I don't know what they hold about this Macha thing. Maybe they hold you have to. You do have to renew the Macha every 3 years, like the Rashbam. But Akapanim, the Yesh Mefarshim hold, this is a Chazaka Sheishim Matayim. You don't need Edis for all 7 years. Rashbam says you need Edis for all 7 years because he holds this chazaka can't link up with this taina because chazaka b'mokum shtar emedis. And Taisus holds a different reason why the Chazaka doesn't work over if you don't have Eidus for 7 years. Because if you don't have Eidus for 7 years, you only have Eidus for 3 years. You only have Eidus for 3 years. But you're timing 7 years. So then you lose, one second. You lose because there's a macha. Maybe I'm making a mistake here. Okay, says you have it for 7 years, and macha is after 3 years. You don't have Eidus for those 3 years, right? If you have Eidus for three, if you have Eidus for all 7 years, it's very good. You have your chazaka preceded the macha. You had a chazaka for 3 years before the macha started. But if you don't have Eidus for 7 years, you only have Eidus for 3 years. So your chazaka is only 3 years old. That means, but your taina is 7 years old. That means lidvarecha, you bought it from Reuben, not from Yehuda. If you bought it from Reuben, there was a macha. Macha never died, and your chazaka is first over here. It's first the last 3 years. So that macha that took place 4 years ago kills the chazaka of the last 3 years, because the macha it never dies. So therefore, you have to have Eidus for all 7 years in such a way that this is your chazaka the first 3 years.
Why do you need Eidim for the last 4 years if the chazaka is only from the first 3 years?
You're nechnavi. That's muchach anyway. You really don't need Eidim for the last 4 years. Just lechatchila, he said shnei chazaka the last 3 years, and then we said no, but those that's no good. So he said I meant shnei chazaka tuba. But I think anyway it's muchach. If he has Eidim for these 3 years, then that's good enough. He doesn't need to be there for the other 4 years. That's blachol be muchach. That's my main chapter in the sugya. This is the there's another reason why you have to lay this for 7 years. Let's say one last thing. I'm not sure if I'm saying tomorrow, I want to chapter as much today as I can. Just one last thing. There's a strange loss in the Rashbam. Mahani Mili, the beginning of the Hebrew Maskel. Mahani Mili, the Mekminu Lebiyodi. It's the beginning of the line. Mahani Mili, the Mekminu Lebiyodi. The icy side of the Zion Shonim Shekhod Mishne Chazok Kalol Mechir Seshtar Al Shalom Arish Amaych Asma Yochel Amaych Achar Shech Sibu Nzom. The less is Adi Elam Shishni Hadin Imbal Ashtar the Einlich HaMachog Doilam Zu. This is the part. The Einlich HaMachog Doilam Zu Shemich HaMaych Rebzeh HaMachzik L'Soyf Shtei Shonim Shemochel Achar The Rashbam has a whole arichas over here. When he's explaining the din of Ein Lecha Machog G'day L'Mizu, he says, when Reuben sold the star to Yehuda, that's like a machog. Now the machzik Shimon has to hold on to his star because it was a machog. He has to hold on to his star until this star gets ripped off. Shimon has to hold on to his star until he has a chance to rip up Yehuda's star. What does he need this halarichas for? Here's a macha finished. Ein lecha macha gedolei mizu. Reuben sold the field to Shimon. That's the Reuben sold the field to Yehuda. That's the macha. We finished. So there's a macha. So there's no chazok. So what's this extra stress? The Rashbam says now there's a macha. The star embodies a macha. So now Shimon has to hold on to a star because there's a macha until he can get a hold of Yehuda's star and rip up Yehuda's star. What's this extra? It's a very strange lashon in the Rashbam. So maybe I'm a lady. That the Rashbam is a different territory to the Gemara Daf Lamed Testament base. But what do I care? There's a macha over here. But a macha has to be renewed every 3 years. So we saw the Rashbam's teretz. Tais is a macha because Hasidus. I think the Rashbam is a different teretz. The Rashbam's teretz is this macha does not have to be renewed because it's embodied in the shtar, and the shtar is keseder screaming macha. So Kol Zman the Shtar is around, the Macha never dies. You have to kill the Macha, you have to kill the Shtar in order to kill the Macha. That's the Psarichas Lashon in the Rashbam. And the Chesed is very good. You see, the Rashbam holds it down. It's like it's a Asig agrees with the Sugya. With the Sugya Lam Tes Machlas to be renewed. Oh, what's that? No, but this Machlas doesn't have to be renewed. When the response coming to the Chalak and the Yesh Mefarshim, so he says, "Because Chazal came up with Shai Medus, why didn't he say Al Derech what I said in Taisus?" Since the Rashbam holds, the way I'm explaining now, the Rashbam that this Machon never dies. Taisus as Sugya holds Machos in general never die. The Rashbam holds this Machon never dies. What's the difference? The Ma'ase said this Machon never dies. So the Rashbam should be Chalak and the Yesh Mefarshim for a different reason. If he only has a chazalka for the last 3 years, and he's tiny that he bought it from Reuben 7 years ago, but his chazalka is just the last 3 years, well, there was a macha, there was a macha embodied in the shtar, and the shtar that macha never dies, so that macha should break this chazalka. What does Rashbam need this other reason? Chazalka makom shtar and medes. Should say because it's a machot. If he bought it 7 years ago and he doesn't have a chazok until the last 3 years, then kodma machot, there's a machot, an everlasting machot that keeps on ticking, and how could he have a chazok now? Well, that's our the two if my dear Kuner Rashbam over here is right. Is explaining why this machon never has to be renewed. Yeah, I'm sure this is the kashya without my deal. There's no question. However you learn, there's no question that Asugya holds that this machot does not have to be renewed. Could be the Rashba's Mahalach, because Reuven's out of the picture, so once he was Meichi, he was Mistalik, so that machot just doesn't have to be renewed. It could be with Taisim Mahalach, that's Machalik, because Asugya's and Asugya holds machot never have to be renewed in general. It could be the Dik that I'm saying in the Rashbam, that machot that's in a shtar never has to be renewed, because the shtar is still around Achi Yikrenu. Whatever the reason, you take your pick. But it says in Asugya that this machot does not have to be renewed. Well, if this machot doesn't have to be renewed, so how can the Yesh Mefarshim? So then, there's an obvious problem with the Yesh Mefarshim, the way the Rashbam understood the Yesh Mefarshim. If it's a migo, it's a migo. But the way the Rashbam understood the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's a chazok sheishim matayno, and the Rashbam is masik on the Yesh Mefarshim. No, a chazok mokum shtarim medes, and the chazok doesn't work with the taino from 7 years ago. What does he need it for? There's a simple problem with the Yesh Mefarshim. How can the chazok be over? How can you use the last years of chazok with the taino you bought from Reuben 7 years ago, or? With the time you bought it from Reuben 7 years ago, but if you bought it from Reuben 7 years ago, but your chazaka first starts now, so 4 years ago there was a macha. That macha should break your chazaka. So you need Aiden that you had it for 3 years before the macha. It's a time of the Ishmael Farshim working together. Yeshmefar Shem Astam Midin Migo Yisrael, and there's nothing to talk about it. If they're not Midin Migo, the Rashbam didn't understand the Yeshmefar Shem Os Migo. Okay.